Unit 9. Reading Passage. In the bitter cold and total darkness, there's a quick series of movements. Two enemies face each other, and a fight to the death is on. The smaller creature emits a huge flash of light, blinding the predator, which reaches out with 8 deadly arms to grab its prey. Though it may sound like something from a science fiction movie, these aren't two aliens locked in battle. They're among the strange and wondrous creatures inhabiting the deep oceans, a vast area we're only just beginning to understand. Though water covers 70% of the Earth's surface, we know very little about the deep oceans. Sunlight does not reach below 300 meters, and the darkness, cold, and water pressure make the depths difficult to explore. But that hasn't stopped us from trying. In 1960, a specially built vessel, the Trieste, touched down 10,916 meters below the surface, deeper than anyone has ever gone. So far, we've only mapped 10% of the ocean floor. However, an ambitious project by Google, called Google Oceans, aims to map and photograph the depths so people can explore the oceans online. The layout of the ocean floor is spectacular. A large percentage, called the abyssal plains, is almost completely flat. Yet there are also giant mountains, some of which break the water's surface and form volcanoes. Plus, there are deep caverns, called trenches, that make the Grand Canyon look tiny. Other features, such as valleys and ridges, make the ocean floor truly amazing. For centuries, it was believed there was little or no life at the bottom of the ocean. Discoveries in the 20th century, including an important finding in 1977, changed that perception. That year, a robotic craft 2.5 kilometers below the surface discovered an entire ecosystem near a hydrothermal vent. Minerals and hot water from beneath the Earth's crust shoot up through these vents. Deep-sea bacteria use the sulfur from the stream as an energy source, serving as the basis of a food chain for ecosystems that include giant clams and tube worms. Then there are the marvelous creatures of the deep, which have long captured our imaginations. Perhaps the best known is the giant squid, a fierce, fast-moving predator with suction cups on its arms. Able to grow to 18 meters long, it's one of the world's largest creatures. Yet even this beast is not the king of the sea. Sperm whales dive 1,000 meters or deeper to feed on the squid. The dark sea also houses fish with special organs, called photophores, which produce light. These bioluminescent creatures use their lights to find prey, defend themselves, and communicate. One creature, the dragonfish, even has 2 different colored lights, red and blue, at its disposal. Given how little we know about the underwater world, some scientists feel we should focus on researching the oceans before branching out into space. Others are interested in the economic potential of hydrothermal vents, whose mineral contents include gold and copper. Others just want to explore the last place on Earth that is a true mystery.